Okay.
Not of a
job. Call this meeting to order, 6:45. Kyle, would you give our invocation?
You bet. That's great. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that we've had here to gather with community members and also board members and our new superintendent. We pray that everything that we do tonight will be glorifying to you and that we will make decisions that are in the best interest of the school and the community and the students, the teachers and the administration. Father, we ask that you continue to guide each and every one of us in the decisions that we make. We're so thankful for the rain that you've replenished this land with, and we ask that it be your plan that you would continue to bless this land with more rain as you see fit. We ask that you would continue to be with us, forgive us when we fell thee, and we're thankful for Jesus and what he did on that cross on our behalf. It's through his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kyle. Now we'll review the minutes of the previous meeting on June 16th. See if there's any additions or corrections. May 19th, May 21st, May 26th, May 26th. That's what I was thinking. We've already been through the maintenance. It was just June 19th.
Yeah, this is June 16th.
Kyle made the motion to accept the minutes. Cody seconded. All those in favor, show of hands. Passed unanimously. Guess we'll go to Kenny with the financials.
Yeah, just review and discuss. We did update the process of that. On these financials, typically it's just a review, discuss any concerns and things like that. Really, at this point in time, Janae's already paid all of them, so you don't have. It's not really an approval to pay in the process. So we kept it up there in the review and discuss orders. So yeah, y'all are welcome to look through. It's still all the same information, and then if there's anything, concerns and things like that, of course we can discuss it, talk about
it. So we'll go ahead and go through
making adjustments. Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't have to.
We don't have to.
We don't have to approve it.
We just need to discuss them.
They're already paid when we look at them.
Yeah. Correct.
So. Yes, at this point.
Okay. Sure.
I remember Wayne saying that last time.
Good.
Yeah. He's being
You have a list of people who are here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you need it?
Okay. No, we'll just add it to this.
There's Kenny.
The teacher house, is that the last payment?
Yes. There were, I think there's two on there. The last one was a 62-something. Uh-huh. That was the very public account.
Okay. It's all right. Everything okay?
I had a hydraulic line. The tractor was in a terrible spot. I thought if it rained, we're never going to get it out.
Oh.
Should have left it so it rained.
Mr. President, I'll hand it over to you. We're looking at the bills right now.
Okay, cool. Okay.
We're on four.
Thank you, Quinn.
Questions?
Do what?
I don't have any.
Okay. I don't have any either.
Shows we sold the computers or something for the gaming. Is
esports.
That, we done with that?
I believe they are done with that. I think they said those computers were outdated. They weren't.
We're not replacing them. We're just.
That's my understanding.
No more esports.
Do what?
No more esports.
That's my understanding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go.
No, no, we're good.
Do you know?
No more esports. That's correct.
Is that correct? That's what I was going to ask if that was correct.
That's correct.
Just out of curiosity, what is the Yeti typing seat? What is that?
It's a software program they use in the STEM lab.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's Yeti. I don't know if pre-K through 4, I believe, is the grade levels for that.
So if we don't have questions, we just move on.
Okay. No questions?
No opportunities.
Okay.
No patrons. Okay, so I'll go ahead and go through the administrative report right here. And I gave everybody a copy just of my notes as I walked through. If you have any questions or need to come back to something, go ahead. But basically, I kind of wanted to hit my, it's not first 30 days, but my plans for the first 30 days and kind of what I hope to accomplish and kind of work through still over the next couple of weeks. A lot of that started with interviewing anybody and everybody that I could visit with, board members, anybody in the administrative staff that's here, the few teachers that have been able to come in and meet and do. Got to walk around with Evaristo, get up on the roof, look at HVAC and all of that kind of stuff, and just kind of get a feel for facilities in general, the ideas and themes of what people were kind of looking for, things that were going well, things that we might need to look at or consider at some point in time. Walked around a little bit of the transportation area with Carter and kind of got his perspective on, you know, the bus and the facilities that he's got out there and kind of what he's working from. Got the chance to visit with Janae, which we're going to do a little more through the service center and have a couple of meetings over the next couple of weeks with them to where I can kind of just dive into the budget, the way that we've handled things in the past, kind of what we're looking at and what we're doing to this point in time. Some of the things that Janae and I have talked about, of course, are insurance. I think we're going to lean towards moving back towards Blue Cross Blue Shield. She could probably explain a little bit more on that, but really it's just a cost-effective move on the staff. What was the current one that we were using that was so expensive?
We were using Baylor Scott & White, but they basically doubled their premium rates for us. So we will
look in at moving that direction, kind of confirm that with the Region Center and how that looks. The costs themselves, even for Blue Cross Blue Shield, have gone up as well. Right now, I know we've talked about this some over the last board meeting, just kind of getting information from my standpoint. But as a district, we pay $500 per teacher towards that. Right now, the minimum cost for Blue Cross Blue Shield is $636. So that's kind of some conversations that I'd like to have with the Region Center, budget-wise, where we stand as to where can we get that up so that our staff members are not having to pay that. Janae did some research around about local districts to see what they're paying. Most of them are in that $6 to $6.50 range, probably to try to match or at least get the cost of the employee up to speed on that. But after we visit with the Region Center a little bit, kind of get a grip on our budget and how that impacts us, then I'll bring that back to you and we'll kind of discuss if that's something that we would like to consider doing to bring up to what we're doing here, at least in this region and area, and what they'd like to see. Just from visiting with all the members, you know, pay scales, they're kind of here and there, and like to get with the Region Center to kind of line that stuff out to take a look at where we're at, teacher salary wise, what we're doing with stipends, where those things land, and kind of get some input on them on how we can streamline things just a little bit better, make our salaries, keep our salaries competitive with the local districts around so that when we are hiring, the rates that we're publishing and putting out there are competitive and kind of bring in good quality applicants for those processes. And then talking a little bit with Ms. Dossie, is that right? Mm-hmm. Dual credit. And some of our options of where we stand on doing dual credit fees, kind of helping students cover some of the costs that go along with the state testing. I know we do cover an ACT, she said, but there's a lot of testing out there and dual credit fees that we still make those kids pay for. It's a perk that we bring those in. It's a huge benefit to the district through accountability and some of the things that that we get stateside-wise just for those kids getting those dual credit hours. We do want to push them towards doing that, but we also don't want to put burdens on families and things like that. So it's something that I want to just visit with the service center, get a little bit of better idea of how other districts are covering those, what our budget looks like, and then maybe bringing something like that to us as well to kind of see where we can help students in regards to that. Been working a lot with Harris on just the technology side of things, kind of learning what DAC does, how they provide services to us, and the things that we can work on to help the AC and get things scheduled and online, and still learning a lot of that process, but going to be working with DAC to see if we can even like get those schedules in place so that this room's not getting hotter as I can feel it right now, and having to turn that on every 15 minutes to keep things up and running. And then teachers are ongoing. There's only been a few that I've had the opportunity to meet, kind of learn what they do and greet them, but I'm looking forward to kind of getting those bodies back into the building and getting a chance to visit with them a little bit more. As on the facility side of things, basically what I looked at walking around, got to see some of the HVAC, some of the water system, our RO system, kind of learn how all that process works and what they've got going on. Talked a little bit about DAC, who's controlling those alarms, and just seeing the fact that we get alarm after alarm after alarm after alarm for things that are shut down or temperatures are off, and making sure we're utilizing them like we're supposed to. I think we've got a contract with them to come in and service some of those types of things, and just feel like, you know, email shouldn't be getting inundated for me and Evaristo and whoever else all gets those when it's just a freezer that's down, you know. So how can we get those things turned off, but still want to be able to look at that. Some of the aging areas that, and this is just my perspective walking around, kind of what I see. Of course, the playground, the daycare, some of those maintenance areas have been talked about, transportation, the older teacherages. Just looking at all of those types of facilities and the things like the abandonment on the backside of this high school where the playground is, and, you know, the playground, how the drainage still runs off into the playground system, and the kids are going to play out there, it's going to be muddy, or it's going to be grass burrs because they came in all the time. The daycare, I know it's a concern for CJ a little bit because it's on the backside of the property, and right now there's no fencing in on all that kind of stuff. CJ is going to visit in a few minutes about this audit report that he did here, but it's one of those things where we want to, if he's got some grant money and some stuff that we could look at fencing on that east side of the building and kind of start that process, we want to do that, but at the same time, don't want to go in and build a nice fence and then we start looking at facilities or bonds or some of that type of stuff and decide, okay, we should have had an access point there, let's tear down that fence. You know, we want to be proactive in the way that we approach where our border is, where some of those buildings are. There is a lot of territory back there still, even if we count where the old tennis courts were and some of that kind of stuff, and it's just having a plan for what do our maintenance facilities need to look like? That old building out there that's still full of asbestos, and how do we get rid of it and improve the work area that those guys are working from each and every day, and then the that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that there. A lot of it that I still want to kind of review and go through down here on training a little bit, I'll get to in a minute, but I want to go through some bond trainings and start learning the financial side of that process so that when I start bringing that information to y'all, that we can look at plans and how do those facilities develop and what does that long-term plan look like. I want to see some of those budget ideas from an expert on the bond side to kind of tell us more about what we need to be doing to maximize our tax dollars right now and the stuff that we're sending back to the state. What I've got right here, this is on that survey. While CJ's here and we're talking about the safety a little bit, I'm going to pass this around. I'm going to let him just kind of explain it. It is, it's not anything we've got to action or move on. It went to the, it goes to the Texas State University, but they do want to acknowledge at least that the board members have seen that. this information. I let CJ fill it out because he had a lot more knowledge and understanding than I did of everything that was going on here on the campus right now. But I'll let him go ahead and just start through that process. I'm going to pass this around. There's just a signature sheet on it. That way, he submits that, once we get the signatures on it, and it's not approval, it's just acknowledgement. So we're not saying
we need it.
Yeah, so we're kind of coming on the tail end of this, because after they passed House Bill 3, what was that, 2 years ago or more, where public schools got the funding from the state to have security within the school. Well, we had already had, I was here, I got hired 4 years ago, so we were already in place for that. We just wrapped up our last audits. What was that? April? Of this past year? Anyway, our audit has already gone through. Well, of course, the state, and you know, they love documentation. So that's all been approved. That's all been signed for. That's all been done. This is just another kind of, I don't really know. They sent this to us a few weeks ago. And it's basically going over our audit results, okay? And so you're more than welcome to look through there. We went through here and answered these. It's just basically, I guess, documentation for the Texas state. And so after your audit, everybody's going to have to start doing this. Each school is going to have to start doing these audit surveys. Basically, it's just asking what we have in place and what we found after our audit, if there was anything that we needed to change, anything like that. We're all compliant with almost everything. The only weird gray area that we talked about was this, if a school district does not apply or want security within the school, they have to do a I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, it's
really, it's an exemption. It's a good cause exemption.
Good cause exemption, yep.
And of course, we answered this no. We don't want that because I'm here, you know. So we already have that in place. So, and then in this questioning, it might say, "Well, you're non-compliant." Well, we are compliant, so you can rest assured we're good on that. There was another strange thing that was in here, and I can't remember.
Yeah, it's on next to that last page.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't read through this since I answered it. So.
Yeah, it says whether or not we kept the emergency services district in our committee.
Okay.
Or it's the health service.
Yes, and since because we're so rural out here, I mean, we do fall under LAMESA, and so we answered no. We're not actually in the city limits, so we're still compliant in that. We have Dawson County that always services anything out here, any emergency system, and we have DPS that's out here too as well. So those were the only two non-compliant responses that would come up, but other than that, everything else is good. So, like I said, I'm the one that fills this out. I'm the one that sends this to the Texas State and reports all that. So my signature's on the back. But if there's no issues or questions that you guys see, we'll just have you guys sign that, and then once you sign that, I'll submit that to the Texas State, and it's just for their documentation. So, is there any other questions, issues?
Yeah, the two things were that that clause. We did not have to submit that Good Samaritan clause because we do have a Marshals program in there. And then the other one was whether or not we had a health services member on our committee.
That's right.
We didn't have anybody like that on our committee last year. If y'all know of somebody that's in that organization or, you know, does that for a living and they'd like to participate, we're more than happy to have
them. And that's kind of our... That's our safety and security team that we've built through the school. So that's my wife is on there as a special education teacher. We have two parents on there. We have Matt Hogg as our sheriff. So we've built this team. Any kind of security issue, that team is the one that investigates that in-house. And so that was one of the members that we don't know. This health service person, we don't know who that is, so they weren't on the actual team. A lot of this, you know how state does, it's kind of cookie cutter where they lump every school into one box. Well, Klondike's obviously different from a lot of other schools because of their location, because of their size, and we're not in the city. So a lot of this information, especially the ones that we would technically be non-compliant on, would kind of be more detailed towards somebody like that, like Big Springs. They have ISD, police, stuff like that. And when this bill came out, the Marshall program was fairly new still. And so I don't know why they word it. Even in the questions we answer, we have a school marshal in place, and it still asks, you know, some of these strange questions about why didn't you do this the exemption, basically. So I don't understand that. Maybe they'll change that in the future. But as far as we're concerned, everything is compliant. Everything is good to go on this. So, and I mean, our auditor came out, and he was just like, man, y'all are knocking it out. So they were impressed with all the stuff that we had in place. So, but if there's no questions on that or concerns, if there is, something comes up later, please let me know, and I'll be happy to answer that. But we will sign that, and we will get it submitted.
Yeah, we've got all of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for
all
you do, CJ.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
This is what?
That's got the signature on the back.
Oh,
paper.
Perfect. All right. I will get that submitted, guys.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
And that was, in my segue to that, I did visit with him, you know, for an hour or so the other day, talking about some of the things that were going on this campus, learning a little bit more about the Marshall program, his expectations of how we interact. I do intend to, like, meet with the sheriff and some of those officers that are out and patrolling in this area. He bragged heavily on the number of, I guess, organizations that we have involved with kids out here, from DPS officers to sheriff's department and things like that. So we have a good presence in that place. I'd like to visit with them, too, just to kind of to meet them, lay eyes on them. But he has them in and around the campus regularly. We would still like to work on some grant money through CJ to potentially work on that fence and start some of that process. But at the same time, we want to do some facility planning so that we have a vision of what some of these things we might like to do would look like, and make sure that we incorporate that into an overall plan. Some of the needs that I kind of looked through as I was going around, you know, just access control and zoning. I think people come to the door where the superintendent's office is pretty regular because it's the first door that they come to, you know, but just having signs and directions and where do people need to go and how do you get here and some of the processes like that in place. Of course, CTE on my plate is a big deal, but I still want to streamline how we're looking at our ag programs, the kids that are going through those. We've got the health science, technology, working with Harris Evans a little bit in that process as well. So we will, as soon as we get our administrative team in place, that's going to be one of my first priorities, is to kind of get a team together that would involve the counselor, of course, the principal, Coach D on there, and start making sure we're looking at all of those types of things, from scheduling to the course offerings that we're offering those kids, to make sure we're maximizing not just funding, but opportunities, and how does that impact our dual credit, and where are we getting those CCMR points for the district and that sort of thing. The early childhood learning environment, age-appropriate recreation infrastructure, so all of that area back there in the middle that still has merry-go-rounds from the 70s and some of the stuff that's just drainage going into that area, you know, that's something to me that we can take a lot of pride in, and getting those kids out here and really build a culture for the little kids as we're coming up through the system and kind of keep them in place. Of course, looking at those tennis courts and knowing we have a program, I feel like that if we're going to have a program, we need to support a program, and figuring out how that looks for us. Now, is that contracts with some of these places where we're paying other districts so that we can send our kids over there and we're paying transportation costs and putting kids on the road to practice and do those sort of things? Or do we go ahead and figure out what that looks like to give them the facilities they need here? Of course, the east perimeter fencing, aesthetic and intentional, meaning we want it to look like a professional school educated facility, not a chain link fence where we feel like we're in a prison or a detention center. We want to do things to the point where we create an atmosphere here that is positive in the right direction. Of course, maintenance, transportation, teacherages, and then overall just curb appeal of how this district presents itself as people come in. Talked a lot about scheduling with the personnel here. making sure we figure out, you know, we start with the student calendar. We've got that. That's easy and that's in place. But I felt like just talking to everybody, there was some confusion in regards to employees. What days are they working? What does their schedule look like? Start days, end days, holidays, especially some of our employees that are hourly wages, where we want all of them to take certain days during the week so that we can manage the ones that are here working and some of those types of things. Felt like it needs to be in place where we've got distinct calendars, start date, end date, and those align with our contracts that those people are working. You know, what does 187 day for a teacher look like? Is that realistic anymore when we're only having 172 days because the minutes apply to our, you know, kids and how that goes? Master schedule, working on course offerings, how we're going to transition from vocational mentality that everybody's had for years and the state has had to a CTE mentality that TEA has given us, and looking forward to getting that administrative team so we can kind of put that stuff into place, get that lined out. Cleanup calendars, contracts, salary schedules and stipends, a lot of that on the business side I've already talked about. District of Innovation and CTE teachers, we've talked a little bit about. We have CTE teachers or teachers teaching vocational classes, and they're making a AIDS schedule right now because they're not certified. When you start looking at District of Innovation, it is difficult to certify a teacher in a math and a science and a social studies because it takes a lot of education in order to get to that point. But when you're looking at CTE, we can do a lot of good for not only our funding and creating those CTE classes, but we can also create, we can certify teachers through District of Innovation because they have work experience and they have job skills or they have certifications. And working towards that mentality on the CTE side, I think is important, maximizing that District of Innovation. And talking to our attorneys about some other instances, they also mentioned that our District of Innovation runs out in August of 2027. So I'll be working with one of them to make sure that we've got that lined out, how that looks to continue. They're supposed to be getting with me. Didn't see anything today, but I expect it soon. So, yeah, just working with Janae and reading 17 on some of our budget stuff. I'm looking forward to just diving into that. On the training side of it, that top one that's highlighted, that's just something that I've actually received from TASB over the last couple of days. If you are interested in looking at it, it is for board members. It's just 1 hour during the lunch period, lunchtime, and they're going to go over basically what prompted my thoughts on that was we're about to have some board elections, and I've got to go through that process. But it's also not only talking about how to be a candidate, but roles of board members, nice refreshers on responsibilities, roles, obligations, what that looks like, and all of those types of things. So if you're interested in that, that's available. I'm going to be probably working. What's that?
Online?
It will be. It'll be a Zoom process. Okay. And if you're interested, just text me or let me know, and I'll send you that link. It was anybody could sign up, any board member, or anybody could sign up for it. So did not have to be a member of TASB for that one. I'm watching one actually tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock that was on superintendent evaluations and working through that process. So hopefully within this August, I can kind of work through what that looks like of y'all, my expectations, goals, building that evaluation process for me. I'll look at what Steve's was, you know, kind of see what that looked like, but kind of format it just for me. And so over the next month, hopefully have that something ready for the August board members, board meeting in regards to that as well. I talked to the Region 17 about the Team of 8 training. They said they would get with us to make sure we do that, get the hours in that we need. I asked them specifically because I'd gotten an email from TASA that sounded like a sales pitch on first-year superintendents, everything they could do for me. So I asked them specifically, you know, what are you going to do for me? Do I need to be doing this? And they said, we'll get all of your hours, your credit, you know, that you need throughout the year. We'll assist you. But that TASA is really good. It kind of seemed to me like it was behind the eight box. I think it starts in October, then February, then April, then whatever. But so I probably will take a look at that first year superintendent, try to maximize that opportunity. I'm going to visit with the the Gallagher about their bond training and kind of see what that looks like. If it's something that I'd like for all of us to kind of go through and kind of refresh our processes on. And then I'm going to visit with a couple of superintendents that I know have gone through bonds and go through that process very regularly, get their feedback on who they use, and just kind of start getting a visualizing game plan for me. I know just learning the other day that we had, what, two or three bond payments left. So we are at the point to where we ought to be at least kind of getting a game plan, start our facility plan, because the process will take enough time to actually have something in place for those long-term things. So that's something I'm excited about and really ready to get after. And then board elections, they are coming up. Janae looked at who I needed to reach out to at Martin and Dawson County, so I'm going to make those calls tomorrow. We got three up. Is that my thinking? That's right. Okay. So just kind of visit with me at some point in time on your intentions on kind of what we want to do. I'm going to start that process so that we have it in place on what we need to do as a district timeline-wise to make sure we are ready for any type of elections that we might have to have or go through, I think, October or November. So I think that's it on that.
Sounds like you've been busy.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
What do you do on your free time?
It's been busy 2 weeks, but
nailed it.
I feel like I got a lot more. But
you got more,
Premier? I just saw that on the board book premiere.
Yes, y'all have a sheet in there that, let's see, I think it's about the third or fourth sheet that talks about Board Book Premier. It is basically getting us up to the 20th century.
It's on the back of, I'm here for it.
In the process
back
of.
Back to the second page.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Board Book Premier.
And that, basically this was just an informational sheet. Board Book Premier basically brings everything online. So it gets our agenda set up to where you can view those agendas at any time. It gives me that information for proper wording, proper processes, proper procedures, sets all of that up. And then it turns around and after the board meetings makes the minutes substantially easier for y'all or us to basically just approve and submit once the whole process is done. I know some of the fears on this have been the technology side of it, whether or not we wanted to be all on board with some of the things you can do, like just voting, touch screen, approve, disapprove, go, so it's already into the minutes and ready to go. But it's something that I'd like to get some pricing on, get some of the hard facts as to how it's going to benefit us as a district. But of all the districts I've dealt with or go to board meetings on, every one of them have it. We are the only ones that do not. Yes. But this was just a very quick hit on some of the aspects of that. But yeah, I just wanted to get that in your hands just so that you can look at it. Feel free to, you can pull it up and, you know, they've got short videos on what it does and how it accesses. Talking to Harris, we can give you anything that you want, probably in regards to if we just went with an iPad, if we wanted to go with a laptop, if we wanted to have that type of stuff. But all of these stacks of papers that we have every time, we would not have to print off probably 400 copies just for today of things. So, I mean, we can save a lot of that. It gives you access anywhere to click on, log in. The recordings of the prop meetings are already on there. They're already uploaded. They go directly to our website. So time-wise, legality-wise, making sure things are where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be, it kind of dictates through that. I'm expecting a not a very substantial cost because it's based on per student size of the district. I mean, we're about as small as we can get. So I would think it would be very affordable for us on an annual basis to bring ourselves up to at least the 20th century where we've got to go. But but we can keep working.
Upfront cost would be whatever we decide to use as far as devices.
Like iPads or something. Yep.
And then does Region 17 support and have guidance for this, or is it through TASB?
It's through TASB.
Okay.
Yes.
Could, would we be able to, would we have to purchase something, or if could we use our own, I guess?
You could use your own. I mean, you could use phone, anybody that's sitting anywhere they wanted to. I mean, it would be an audio recording that would be live, so if somebody wanted to sit at home, listen to the board meeting, they could sit at home, listen to the board meeting, participate in that type of stuff, and then the audio recordings automatically go. It's still going to post to our website the exact same way that it does now. It'll actually probably look very similar to the format that we've got, but it's just on the front end and back end is very time saving.
Of course.
So. Sounds good.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Like it.
Thank you, Janae. As far as the agenda items, a couple of them. Let's see, we're looking at the A, 7A, and let's see. Where's the one on Drew Leonard?
7B.
7D, okay. Both of those, if this manila folder is the information that we have, if we want to do closed sessions so that y'all have a chance to ask questions, do whatever you can, that would be completely up to y'all. Mm-hmm. If y'all feel more comfortable with moving forward as is, I can present it where we're at. Any suggestions, or what do y'all think?
What do y'all think? Y'all got some questions that
might need to go into close.
Might be better in close.
And I've got it set up so that we can go through that process relatively quickly, but allow y'all to bounce questions off, and then we can come back and do consent agendas.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
So I'll call us into closed session.
What's the date?
7:22.
Okay, I'll start with
back in open session.
7:49.
And there'll be two copies you'll sign for Ms. Jasper, one for us and one for him.
Okay.
And then for Randy, one for us and one for him.
Okay.
We can do that.
You can just set down the stat again, right?
I can do that. Oh. Yes, sir.
Burning some calories.
Yeah.
Are
you drinking that coffee?
How is the coffee?
It's not bad.
I've never made it before. I don't know if it's too strong. Not strong enough. I don't know.
No, it's good.
Steve's was right. Always on the weak side. It was like kind of colored water.
Is it?
But that, no. Oh, that looks good.
This one's good.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I was Steve, trying to proportion it out, reading the can. I don't drink coffee. I don't know.
That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. I do appreciate it.
Well, I knew you drank it. I just not much to do or what.
Thank you. Yes, we're on. We're on.
Okay.
We're on 7-8.
Yes. It's not. No.
Thank you all for your patience. Okay, our board actions to be considered on 7A, we're going to consider an action to approve hiring of the Klondike ISD K-12 principal for the 26-27 school year, considering Ms. Melanie Jasper. So we'll need a motion and a second to.
I'll make the motion to, yeah.
Justin made the motion to extend her contract. Kyle seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed, Kelly. Do we have some budget amendments?
No, sir.
We have no budget amendments. And our administrative manual, if we got those updates?
Yes. We. Everybody had a digital copy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There are copies right here. If you want a hard copy, take one of those bound ones.
Okay.
Janae got them ready for you. If you don't need a physical copy of it, we can use those in the office. So it's just completely up to y'all.
Looked fantastic, y'all.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She did good. Well,
I know.
This is something that
really good checks and balances.
Edgar,
and
that's the finance,
awesome.
The federal grants.
Unamos, please.
Sorry. That's last
good.
Year.
Thank you.
Last summer, they came out with a template that we had to do for our monitoring and stuff. Well, this year, Region 17 found created a condensed version for the smaller schools that had everything that was required in the federal program, plus what we already had. So that kind of combined it. So that's what this is. So if y'all approve it, we do need a signed copy. Yes.
Okay.
To show that. But, anyway.
So you put all this together?
Well, to be honest, Region 17 put it together, and then I tweaked to fit what...
It was really good.
Uh-huh, which we already had one that was very similar, so it's a lot of what we already had.
Okay.
Plus the new things that...
Like how it was broken down.
Well, Region 17 did that, so I'm not going to take the credit.
Hey, you took the credit. It looked good. Yes, now I'll motion to approve it unless we need to talk about it.
We have a motion by Jess to approve the administrative procedure manual, and a second from Quentin.
Quentin, got it.
All in favor? None opposed, Kelly.
Okay.
And on 7D, consideration and possible action regarding employee concerns related to salary schedules. We visited about that regarding Mr. Leonard's issue. So, we've talked about that. Do y'all have any more questions or concerns before we take action? No.
Mr. Leonard, are you good with this, what's presented?
Yes, I am.
Well, I will move
make
to
that
approve
motion.
The group. Yes. On the negotiated amount agreed upon by both parties.
I'll second it.
Kelly seconded. All in favor? None opposed.
Get your signature on that. Actually, we'll do both of them. Our copy and one for Mr. Leonard.
Okay. Resignations.
Yeah, we did not. Mr. Leonard, if you want to sign these, we'll keep one, and then you can take one with you. This will start the 7-day, they called it something, 7-day period that those attorneys agreed upon, and then after that 7 days, we can completely resolve that. So.
Okay. Do we need a date?
I think those attorneys put those days in there
today.
So we get paid for 7 years.
If you don't mind. July 13th.
Job security.
If you want to just date that one, I'll let him take that copy with him. Yeah, 13th.
You can't read my writing, can you?
I can now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll have a copy here. We'll confirm that 7-day period and then get that resolved. So.
You have speed, Kelly?
I got her.
Okay.
So may not can read it, but I got it.
No resignations, no sir.
And new hiring?
Other than the principal,
no.
We've
covered that.
We've covered that. We're in good shape.
Okay.
No updates on personnel. We are looking at one aide. still to replace Ms. Hernandez. I've got an applicant, and we've kind of talked through that process, but I hope to finalize that this week on the 8th. But, yep.
It'll be good.
And then we'll be fully staffed.
So, okay. Any other questions? Y'all have any concerns?
Sir. No, I'm good. Okay. Is that it?
We'll need a motion, a second to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. Our second.
I'll make a motion
Cody
to adjourn.
Cody made the motion to adjourn. Justin seconded. All in favor? This meeting is adjourned.
Okay. I'll let you sign these two.